Lord, as we come to this time of communion, I do pray that we would see your majestic love, that you would draw our hearts near you in worship in Jesus. It is in your great name we pray. Amen. Please open your Bibles to 1 John. 1 John chapter 4. First John chapter 4 will be in verse 10. What is the first thing that you think of when you hear the word love? I often think of my wife, my children, my parents, those closest to me. I have emotions and tender affections toward them. The New Testament Greek word for that type of love is phileo. However, we're going to be talking about a significantly different type of love. One that is purposeful, committed, unconditional, sacrificial, selfless. It is an act of will. And the New Testament calls this one agape. What if you were asked to love someone that was cruel? Someone that openly demonstrated and communicated a hatred for you. Someone that was persecuting you and causing you to suffer. Someone that declared themselves to be your enemy. How easy would it be to genuinely and unconditionally love that person? That's the kind of love that we're going to be talking about. Please follow along as I read 1 John chapter 4, verse 10. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. In this verse, the Apostle John is explaining to believers who God loves and how God loves. John starts out by telling his believers what love is not. Not that we loved God. Love is not God's response to us. No one loved God. Romans 3 tells us that no one sought after God. Not even one. Then John explains by way of contrast with that what true love really is. And he tells us two things. First, he tells us the object of God's love. Right there in the verse, he says that he loved us. God is here speaking to believers. God, the creator and author of all things, acted first. He loved us. He loved sinners. He loved disobedient and rebellious people. He loved those that by their words and or actions hated him. He loved those that were his enemies. Who pours out their love on their enemies? God does. Secondly, John explains the substance of God's love. There in the verse, he sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. God the Father, who had perfect unity and fellowship with his Son from eternity past, sent his Son into this world to be clothed in flesh, to be subject to temptation, to declare a message of salvation, to be ridiculed, to be mocked, to be dishonored, and ultimately to be executed. And not only that, he sent his Son to be the propitiation. That means wrath-satisfying sacrifice for our sins, for the sins of believers. Jesus was the propitiation by his sacrifice on the cross. and there satisfied the wrath of God for all believers. He bore our sins. He took our penalty. And he was our substitute. Think about this. Sin, rebellion against God, rightly deserves and will receive the penalty of God's wrath. All sin does or will receive that penalty. And that penalty would have you and me in the lake of fire forever. But Jesus on the cross bore that wrath for me and for every believer, everyone who trusts and believes in Christ. And in doing so, he satisfied completely the wrath of God. He who was innocent took my place, took your place. He received what I deserved, and he suffered what I should have suffered. And he did not do this for a loving child. He did this for a rebellious one, one that hated him. That is the love of God. The cross represents the most amazing love ever demonstrated. That's where Jesus' body was given and his blood was shed. And we're about ready to pass around a little cracker and a little cup of juice to remember the cross and what happened there so that we can remember him and we can proclaim his death. This amazing love, this wrath satisfaction, though, only occurred for believers. For those that have repented by faith, turned from their sins, and turned to Christ to follow him. I mentioned before that all sin has or will receive that penalty of God's wrath. However, for those that don't believe, the wrath of God will abide on them. And it will never be satisfied. And they will experience that wrath forever. If you would, by your own assessment, say that you don't believe what I've been talking about, then that is what awaits you, and that is objective truth. But you have an opportunity right now. Confess that sin. Confess it. Turn to Christ. Do it right now. Talk to me or any of the elders. Don't wait, for you do not know what tomorrow will bring. Believer, what an amazing love. What a majestic, amazing love. As you prepare your hearts, think of this amazing love, that God would substitute himself for you to satisfy the wrath of God that you deserved, to bear your penalty and to suffer in your place, so that you can be with him forever. When your hearts are prepared, please take your communion on your own.